Time now for Larry Weber, who's joining us by phone. Good morning. Oh, let me turn you up. Here we go. There we go.
Yeah, my did you get it?
I gotcha.
Okay, yeah. How'd you enjoy your storm this week?
I loved it, actually.
Yeah, so did I. I was up there in it with you.
Ah.
Yeah, I was. I just got back from a few days in the Boundary Waters, and a welcome back to civilization was this storm. So, yeah, we drove back through the hard rain much of the way. Well, it is June, and June is a rainy month, and whether we like it or not, these things happen. I can't imagine a June without big storms. And from the forecast, it looks like we may be getting a little more, perhaps even today. I was very glad to see it. There certainly was a response for it. Despite the hard rain, and at my place here, we got more than an inch of rain, but despite the hard rain, halfway through the month now, we are actually below normal in precipitation for the month of June. June is such a wet month that a typical June gives us 4 inches of rain, and we are less than 2 inches now, so we're less than halfway. So we'll see what the next storms have to offer. A lot of the storms, of course, are spotty. It rains real hard at one place and not so much as somewhere else. We are also in the very long days right now. Earliest sunrise we have the entire year, 5:14. Sunset is now after 9 o'clock, and last night I sat out to about 10 o'clock, and still there were things going on. There were birds singing until past 9:30, so the days get very long. We don't quite reach 16 hours of daylight, but very close to it. And next week, Wednesday, the 20th, we will be on the solstice. So, yes, season is moving on. Next time we speak, we'll be in the wonderful season of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of the breeding birds going on. Last week, Sunday, I did the breeding bird survey, and I came across, in the course of the trip, where I stopped 50 times along a route and recorded the number of birds heard singing or seen, I came up with over 60 species, which is a little lower than my average. However, I felt good about a lot of them that I did find. 11 kinds of warblers, 7 kinds of sparrows, 5 kinds of flycatchers, 4 kinds of thrushes, so forth. I felt okay about that. What was missing was a lot of the non-songbirds. Maybe they just weren't breeding there, and of course they don't sing, so it's a little harder to see them. The bird that showed up in more stops than any other one was the yellowthroat, a type of warbler. Crows were present in many of them, and red-eyed vireos were present in about half of them, so that's always a good one to see. In addition to that, there in some of the nests that I've been watching near home, are the barred owls have fledged, the robins have fledged, the phoebes have fledged, and I think both the robin and the phoebe may be getting ready for a second brood. Chipping sparrows, saw one feeding a young one the other couple days ago. And then in addition to that, we've had a few failures where roadkills, for the most part, have stopped the nesting of both indigo bunting and chipping sparrow. Mm. And then we had a Cooper's hawk. This is a drama that I noticed in the swamp the other day. A Cooper's hawk discovered the nest of a red-winged blackbird and swooped in on it. And since then, I have seen red-winged blackbird gathering nesting material for perhaps another nest. Now, this is pretty late in the season for red wings to nest, so we'll see if that actually happens. Gray tree frogs are still calling in pretty good amounts. The summer, they're kind of the last of the spring frogs. The summer frogs, the green frog and the mink frog, are both calling right now. I heard them again this morning. I just got back from a walk, and they were out calling again this morning. Their call is pretty, both of the two are pretty subdued. They don't get really, really loud, but they certainly do get consistent, and they continue for about another month now. Painted turtles, snapping turtles, still coming up to lay eggs. Last night on a walk at dusk, I saw a painted turtle out laying its eggs, and then this past week I found a case where a painted turtle had laid its eggs, and somebody else besides me discovered it, probably a skunk, and dug them out and ate them. So that's just the chance that they take when they do this. Butterflies, this is the beginning of the biggest butterfly time of the year. I expect all along I've been seeing many butterflies, and I expect this is going to be even better with the warm days, with you get some sunlight and all these flowers that are now blooming along the roadsides. We just get a lot of butterflies. They range in size from the really big yellow tiger swallowtails, which are just a great number this year. Even in the boundary waters, I saw many of them. Monarchs, white admirals are out there. That's a black butterfly that has white stripes on it. It's called a white admiral. And then there are some of the lesser colored ones, including some of the brown butterflies. Now, a lot of people don't think butterflies can be brown, but they are. And there's the one called the wood satyr that's out there right now. And then the very tiny ones that could fit on your fingernail, the little skippers, they're out there as well. Lots of dragonflies continue to emerge. On my walk this morning, I saw the emergence that we had apparently a very good emergence during the night of this calico pennant, one type of dragonfly. Also saw some really beautiful ones in the past few days, a white tail, common white tail, and 12 spot skimmers. They are just beautiful. Lots of chalk-fronted corporals out there as well. Fireflies have been out at night, and that's always a sign of summer. But yesterday, I picked up another example of a summer insect, and that was the first cicada of the season. Cicadas are usually associated with late summer, and most of them are, but there is one that starts calling a little earlier in the summer, and it makes a kind of a chipping noise. It almost sounds like a chipping sparrow. Lots of spider webs being made more and more all the time. If you're walking by any of these daisies that are so common along the roadsides right now, stop and take a look in them, and it's not unusual to see spiders sitting there. There's a kind of crab spider that sits in the daisy and waits for insects to come to it, which I think is a great way to live. Sit at home and let food come to you. They're in the daisies, when they're in the daisies, they're white. However, last week where I was doing this survey, there were no daisies, but there were plenty of yellow flowers, and sure enough, someone found one of these crab spiders sitting in the yellow flower that was yellow. Hmm. They will change color to yellow when they're in the yellow flowers, the very same kind of spider. We're getting just a huge amount of wildflowers along the road, but probably the most noticeable are the lupin. They're very, very noticeable along the road going up along the North Shore, but also the hawkweeds. We have both yellow hawkweed and orange hawkweed, and a lot of people call orange hawkweed Indian paintbrush. I prefer to use that name for a flower that grows in the prairie, but nevertheless, it's dirt noticeable, and a lot of people like them. I've seen quite a few cases where people mowing their lawns have come across a patch of orange hawkweed, and they just mow around it, let it grow. Some of the trees still hanging on to blossoms. It's especially true with dogwood, and then with the shrubs, we have blackberry. Now, you don't have blackberry up there, but we have it here, and it's huge numbers of flowers this year. And same way with the raspberry. Boy, if the two of those come out with the berries, we are going to have plenty of wonderful berry picking later in the season. Wild roses are just great right now as well. And finally, with this rain, yes, when we get rain and we get warm weather, we have the beginning of the mushroom season. And I was out walking just a couple days ago, and I came across a beautiful growth of oyster fungus. Oyster fungus usually sticks out from the sides of trees, sometimes quite high. And among those who eat fungus, it's highly praised. I prefer to just look at it and photograph it, but the oyster fungus usually marks the beginning of what could be a very good mushroom season. So, good berries, good mushrooms, good butterflies. We got plenty to look forward to. So, enjoy the last couple days of spring, and I look forward to talking to you in summer.
Thank you, Larry.
And next week, it will be the cell phone.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Sure. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Larry Weber. He's a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on a little farm in Carlton County, so a little ways from here, which is why he has sunrise a little later than we do, and just little subtle differences, but nonetheless, wonderful. Heads up on what's going on out in the woods with Larry Weber, who joins us every Saturday morning at about 9:30.